Some plays you plan, others happen in the moment. And now, your game time fun fits wherever life takes you. Thanks to Chumba Casino. No downloads needed. No waiting on load screens. Just open your browser and start playing anytime, anywhere. It's quick, it's flexible, and it's built for the kind of players who live for fast breaks. That same in-the-zone feeling. All from the palm of your hand. From a courtside chair to your favorite armchair, Chumba brings the energy of the game straight to you. Fast, easy, and always ready when you are. Jump into the fun now at ChumbaCasino.com, where the next play is always just one click away. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. How many times have you sat on a brilliant business idea only to hold off because the thought of actually building a website felt way too overwhelming? Shopify completely removes every single excuse holding you back so you can go live on day one. You don't need to hire an expensive developer or know a single line of code. Their polished templates and intuitive AI tools let you build a stunning professional store in just minutes. Plus, the moment you launch, you get Shopify Checkout, the best converting checkout on the planet that lets returning buyers purchase in a single click, turning casual browsers into loyal customers effortlessly. If you ever hit a roadblock or feel stuck, Shopify's built-in AI assistant, Sidekick, is right there 24/7 to answer your questions, troubleshoot your issues, and guide your next move. You're building on the exact same world-class platform trusted by global giants like Gymshark and Mattel, freeing you up to spend time on what you actually love, growing your brand. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. Head to Shopify.com/Draymond to start your free trial today. That's Shopify.com/Draymond. Shopify.com/Draymond. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. On today's show, I was going to start with the NBA schedule release, but there's some breaking news that came out right before I jumped on. So we'll get into that first. Then we'll discuss the early NBA schedule release and the big opening day and Christmas matchups. Also, speaking of opening day, our opening day, the Lakers have been sold again, which is interesting. We'll get into that. And there were a couple statements made about Steph Curry by two former players, so let's get right into it. First up, Russell Westbrook announced his retirement from the NBA after 18 seasons. Number one, congratulations. Russ is a guy who I have the utmost respect for as a man, most importantly, but as a competitor. Having the opportunity to compete against Russ in his heyday, where one of the most explosive athletes we've ever seen in the NBA, the power, the force that he played with. And then the banter, you get into it with Russ, the banter back and forth was always special. I remember coming into the league and I came in talking like, that's who I am. That's what I do. I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan. That's what you do. And playing against those Thunder teams early on, like Russ, like, yo, who is this? Like, why is he talking type of energy at all times? The battles that we had, when you look at Russell Westbrook, it was not that he had the best jump shot ever. It was not that he had the best ball handling ever. It wasn't that he was the best passer ever, albeit a hell of a passer. Probably one of the better leapers ever, but that's irrelevant. What he had different than anyone else was a motor. His motor was different than anyone's ever. Different than anyone in the history. His motor, night in and night out, going. There were never any nights that his motor was turned off. And what Russell Westbrook did was, Russell Westbrook took that motor and turned his game and himself into a first ballot Hall of Famer, MVP of the NBA, one of the top five greatest point guards we've ever seen play the game. That's what he did with that motor. And it was special to watch. Scored a bunch of points, yet no one thought he was going to be a scorer. All-time leader in triple-doubles. someone breaking, you know, we all look at Nikola Jokic and make no mistake about it. Incredible. Luka Doncic, incredible. The talents that they are. The triple doubles that they get, those don't happen without Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook made triple doubles attainable. Russell Westbrook made it so that Joker getting triple doubles night in and night out didn't look weird and no one questioned it. No one questioned how he's getting them. Because when you're first, you get all the questions. So Russell Westbrook, no, he wasn't first, obviously Oscar Robertson, but Oscar Robertson didn't play in a day and age where basketball was scrutinized. Today, basketball is heavily scrutinized. Players are heavily scrutinized. And so when I say the first, Russell is the first to do it in this era, and obviously the first as far as the ranking. And so he took a beating. Oh, man, he's stat padding. He's chasing rebounds. He's, you know, chasing after assists, this, that, and the other. And I'm not here to debate your opinion on whether he was stat padding or not, because I really don't give a damn. What I am here to say is so many people try to stat pad and can't. I don't care who you are. Trying to stat pad the most triple doubles in the history of the NBA, you got to be damn good to stat pad and do that. So whether Russell was stat padding or not, the way y'all try to speak on, whether he was stat padding or not, he did it. He did it. So hard to do. So let's throw the stat padding out the window and just appreciate greatness for what it is. So oftentimes we play in this game these today, day and age. And I looked at once Russ announced his retirement, I started looking through the comments and so much gratitude and oh man. And I will say this, basketball fans, y'all suck. Basketball fans suck. And by the way, I am a basketball fan, so you can throw me in that category too, but basketball fans suck. Because for the last 8 to 10 years, all this guy has heard is how bad he sucks, how he don't shoot it well, how he stat padding, how he mess up teams. And when you're in this game, and that's all you see, that's all you hear, you power through it, you fight through it, because that's who we are, that's what we do. But man, that shit is irritating. And it bothers you. Make no mistake about it. Westbrook and all the things y'all said about him. And the moment he stepped aside, oh man, y'all did Russ wrong. Can't tell me he couldn't be on the team. How he played the game. Gonna miss him and not in the NBA. All these great, beautiful things. Why we can't feel that when you gone? It's like when somebody die. Everybody's like, oh, man, best dude ever, best woman ever, love him, would take the shirt off, give it off their back. Wow, what's the world going to be? Everybody got all these great things to say, but when that person was living, you don't show that love. Why is that? Why is it that Russell Westbrook has to announce his retirement unexpectedly to finally see the love that he deserves? Why is that? Why is that? Sucks. You go through this career questioning yourself because all the things that you hear. Why is that? So needless to say, happy as hell for Russ. I'm also happy he retired. And the reason I'm happy he retired, because everybody going to play on his name. Oh, man, he can't get a contract. Oh, man, no team wants to sign him. You get later in your career in this league, and it ain't nice. It ain't nice to you. And I'm happy to see him walk out under his own will. The way things went down with Chris Paul, it's bullshit. That should never happen to a legend. And you can start to see the little inklings of, oh man, who's going to sign Russ? Why is he not signed yet? This, that, and the other. And Russ said, nope, I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm gone. That's it. And I'm so happy for him and happy he did that. Don't people play on his name and stuff. Nah, I'm done. I'm gone. Y'all got it. Peace. I can appreciate that. I have a strong appreciation for that. So, Russ, man, congratulations, brother. It was an honor to compete against you. Like I said before, just the battles going back and forth, the banter going back and forth. You knew when you played against Russell Westbrook that you had to bring it, or you were just going to run right past you, run right through you. And I tip my cap because so oftentimes, you know, whether a guy is great or not, you go into the game knowing like, oh, this dude ain't, he ain't serious. I can water him down, anything. You always knew you could never do that with Russ. So to the Brody, man, job well done, brother. 18 years, MVP, 9 All-Stars, countless, a bunch of All-NBA teams. Job well done, brother. Salute. In switching gears, Monte Ellis came out and said, if you switch me and Steph out with the team that won championships, it'd be the same thing. Jeff T followed suit and said, if you switched out Steph and Dame on the championship teams, you'd probably get the same results. My thoughts on these quotes were, Jeff Teague, number one, I think everybody tried to make it as if Jeff Teague said, oh, man, Dame, you can just switch. That's not what he said. What I took away from what Jeff Teague was saying was that Monte Ellis' game and Steph Curry's game are drastically different. So saying that you can incorporate Monte Ellis, as Monte Ellis said, in place of Steph, you have to change the whole offense because the offense in large part was built around Steph, but his gravity and the way the offense moves around him, you take Steph out and put Monte Ellis in and it's not the same because it's not the same skill set. And that's what I think Jeff Teague was saying and why he mentioned Damian Lillard. I don't necessarily think Jeff Teague was saying Damian Lillard is Steph Curry or is better than Steph. I didn't take it that way. The way I saw what Jeff Teague was saying was simply the shooting that Dame brings, the type of style of play that Dame plays, if you maybe switch him instead of Steph, maybe. Needless to say, I didn't necessarily agree with Jeff Teague statement about Dame either. And it has nothing to do with who Dame is as a player. Dame is great. First ballot Hall of Famer. Special talent. Has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with, that's just not how you win championships. You don't win championships by, oh man, move this player. And because there's so much more that goes into it. It's not just the basketball. It's the makeup of the person, you know. How does that guy lead? How does the organization then fall into place with that guy being the face of the organization? It's so many other things that goes into it other than just once you step out there and lace the shoes up and go play the basketball game. And so I think these statements are null and void and like kind of irrelevant because that's just not how championships work. Championships, they're built over time, demeanor, right? Like, who's to say Monte Ellis in our locker room of our championship teams? Who's to say Monte Ellis and his demeanor and how he act on a daily and how he show up to work on a daily would lead to the locker room being the same as it is with Steph out the helm? Again, these are all the small things that goes into winning a championship that's not just about, oh, man, once you get out there and lace them up on the court and you go play basketball, it's so much bigger than that when you're talking about winning a championship. So when I saw these statements, I was just like, yeah, this doesn't really make sense because, number one, yes, they are hypotheticals, of course, but the hypotheticals just don't work because that's just not how winning a championship works. Also, I think it also takes away what Steph Curry is as a leader, right? Like, who he is as a leader. I think it also takes away from that. So I just don't love these statements in general because it's a false sense of what winning a championship actually requires. And quite honestly, that's just not how it goes. The Lakers have officially been sold again, only 14 months after being bought by Mark Walter. They were sold to Josh Kushner and Bob Iger for $12.5 billion, which means Mark Walter made about $2.5 billion. Well, he doesn't own 100%, but in theory, extra $2 billion over the course of 14 months. Number one, these things are growing at a $2.5 billion rate in 14 months. That would be absolutely absurd. It is absolutely absurd. Not would be. It is. To make $2 billion in a year is nuts. In saying that, this happened very abruptly, and there's been a lot of rumblings about Mark Walter being under investigation by either the SEC or something, the feds. And apparently what I read today was that Mark Walter sold the Lakers so that he can pay down some of the debts of the investigation, of the loans that he's being investigated by. I don't know. Seems that something has to be going on because it was so abrupt. And these things don't trade like that. Like, for instance, the Lakers had been owned for many, 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 many years by the Buss family. They just don't change hands like that. So you go to, you mean to tell me it doesn't change hands for 40 years, 40 plus years, and then it's just going to change hands two times in 14 months? Something's there for certain. And quite honestly, that's above my pay grade to know exactly what it is. It's also above my pay grade to try to figure out what it is. Needless to say, I think this is incredible. Bob Iger stepping down from Disney not even a year ago and becoming the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers, a guy who's been living in Los Angeles for many, many, many years. Wow. Congratulations, Bob. Congratulations, Josh. To get this asset is again, it just doesn't happen. And by the way, to get an NBA team as an asset, it doesn't happen. To get the Los Angeles Lakers is a totally different thing. Wow. And, you know, with the way that these two guys do business, you know that this is going to be one well-run organization, and I'm looking forward to it. So congratulations to them. I think when you look at this, the argument is always, what does this mean for players in the next CBA? And I will get into that after we talk about what Pablo Torre has found out. Being an undersized forward, I've taken my fair share of hits over the years, and I've learned the hard way that recovery becomes way more important the longer you stay active. We all know that winning a championship isn't about one single game, and building lasting strength isn't about just one intense workout. True success comes from consistency, and staying consistent absolutely requires elite recovery. You want to spend less time feeling completely beat up and more time training, competing, or just enjoying your life? Which is exactly why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. It's a premium recovery supplement specifically designed for active adults and athletes who refuse to let physical limitations slow them down. Brought to you by the makers of Omega XL, a brand trusted by millions for over two decades with over 40,000 reviews on Amazon. This extra strength formula relies on 40 years of scientific research. It combines three clean key ingredients, green lip muscle oil extract, olive oil, and vitamin E to actively manage exercise-related inflammation, reduce post-workout muscle soreness, and support total joint mobility and comfort. For that ultimate peace of mind, it's also NSF certified for sport, meaning it is verified to contain exactly what's on the label, and it is tested for approximately 290 banned substances, which is why so many major professional sports organizations and teams rely on it daily. Less time feeling sore, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport, extra strength recovery. If you're serious about performance, training, and recovery, check out Omega XL Sport today at GNC or GNC.com. Look, if you're a man over 35 dealing with low energy and that brutal afternoon slump, listen up. As you know, I'm a four-time NBA champion and defensive player of the year. I'm 36 now, and my body doesn't bounce back the same way it did at 22. Now I have to be way more conscious about my health. That means training hard, optimizing my sleep, and getting the right nutrients and supplements in my system. That's where Zapli comes in. Instead of cluttering your kitchen and buying 10 different supplements separately, stop wasting your time and take this one thing to fill all your nutrition gaps. It packs 14 ingredients right on the label, like zinc, vitamin D3, magnesium, to support your energy, muscle function, and your body's own natural testosterone production. Over 100,000 men take this daily and is trusted by top athletes. It's informed, sports certified, and independently batch tested, so it is 100% safe to use in any sport. Zapli is great whether you're a professional athlete or just like to stay energetic and active. Zapli has a 90-day money-back guarantee. Use code Draymond for 20% off at us.tryzapli.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. According to Pablo Torre on Pablo Torre Finds Out, a second company called Daktronics, which makes a lot of the scoreboards that you see in the arenas, who designed the Halo board inside the Intuit Dome. That's the huge jumbotron that the Clippers have in the Intuit Dome, has now been connected to Kawhi Leonard in an undisclosed sponsorship agreement, allegedly worth millions of dollars, as a way to give Leonard more incentive to join the Clippers and circumvent the salary cap. So this is interesting because it's one more thing that they're saying about Kawhi getting around the salary cap and about Steve Ballmer getting around the salary cap. And I have multiple thoughts on this. We're hearing a lot about what the punishments are going to be. And I would say if the punishments aren't steep, everybody should do it. If it's just going to be a slap on the wrist, then everybody should do it. And every player should be trying to do it. However, from Kawhi Leonard's standpoint, I ain't mad at him. If these things are true, I'm not mad at him. I think this raises a totally different question than what everyone's talking about. Everyone's talking about, oh, man, Steve Ballmer's wrong, Kawhi Leonard's wrong. I think this raises the question about the salary cap. We're playing in a league where a team just sold for $12.5 billion after being sold for $10 billion 14 months ago. And there's the salary cap that caps the amount of earnings that the people who's driving the success of the league can ultimately earn. If it is in fact true that Kawhi Leonard somehow got more money outside of what he did in the salary cap, kudos to him. Because why is it that we're strapped down by a salary cap? And not only are we strapped down by a salary cap, we're actually strapped down by a hard salary cap now. And so I don't quite understand. I think this raises the entire question about salary caps as a whole. And by the way, again, if the penalty isn't going to be steep, let's just throw the whole salary cap away. Let the guys who should make all the money make all the money. The CEO of Apple definitely makes more than the janitor at Apple. The CEO at Apple makes more than the software tech at Apple. That's just the facts. In basketball, though, you have to be slotted in between these ranges. I disagree with it. I disagree with it as a whole. So with that being said, and this whole Pablo's finding out that Kawhi and Steve Ballmer, all these allegations, let's just do ourselves a favor and let's get rid of the salary cap as a whole. There's no salary cap in baseball. League operates just fine. Players that deserve the bulk of the money get the bulk of the money. Players that don't, don't. Simple. So I think this is a much larger conversation that needs to be had. I think everyone's, oh, man, Kawhi's wrong. Will the trade get finalized? What's going to be the punishment? Let the punishment be getting rid of the salary cap. Steve Ballmer, your punishment is you have to pay more money to the guys now because there's no salary cap. Let's make that the punishment. I think that's a great punishment. Because why is there a salary cap anyway? If you can make $2.5 billion on a sale in a year, what are we doing with the salary cap anyway? So I think the Kawhi Leonard situation raises an entirely different question, an entirely different set of circumstances. I think this is completely this. I think this has everything to do with what are we doing with a salary cap? And if you found a way to get around it, kudos to you, because I don't think the salary cap should be in place anyway. So there's that. Full NBA schedule by the time you all see this will be out. However, opening night games and Christmas Day games have been announced. Opening night, Tuesday, October 20th, you got the Celtics versus the Pistons at 3 p.m. Not sure where that game came from. Kind of out of nowhere, but it's there. 7 p.m., the defending champions, New York Knicks, take on the 76ers, which is the most expensive opening night ticket in the history of the NBA. And then to wrap it up, on opening night, you have a rematch of the Western Conference Finals, Spurs versus Thunder. What a way to kick off what is the NBA's 80th season? Yeah, I think it's the 80th NBA season. What a way to kick it off, though. You got the Celtics versus the Pistons. The Pistons coming off their best year in a long time. Made a couple additions to their roster. However, there are still a bunch of questions about who's going to be the second option to take the pressure off Cade, so they'll have to answer those questions. And the new-look Celtics, sans Jaylen Brown and Paul George. We'll see how the Celtics look. Jason Tatum, a half of a year removed from returning from an Achilles injury. So that'll be an exciting matchup to kick it off. And then we got the Knicks versus the 76ers. Saw Josh Hart made a tweet out of sarcasm saying, oh, surprised by that slate. Knicks versus 76ers. LeBron, first game with the 76ers will be versus the defending champs on ring night, the New York Knicks in New York City. That will be a fun one. That ticket is crazy to get in. The get-in price is absurd. The floor seats are absurd. Kind of looking a little NBA finalist. Not quite as bad, but it's up there. That'll be a fun matchup. Opening night is always weird. The Knicks will be getting their championship rings. It's a very, very emotional night. Opening night is weird in itself. Your first game jitters, getting your rhythm still. But when you add in the ring ceremony, it gets even a bit more weird because your emotions are just all over the place. And then it's like, oh, man, by the way, you got these big-ass rings. Go play a basketball game. Oh, by the way, the last game you played was game 5 for the NBA Finals, closeout game. Oh, by the way, start back at 0. Like, it's a very weird thing. And so the Knicks will be facing that. We'll get an opportunity to see the new-look 76ers with Jaylen Brown and LeBron, as well as Maxey, VJ, MB, Anthony Simons, the young fella Felon, Dean Wade, new look 76ers team. So that will be a good matchup. However, like I said, I think the 76ers will have the upper hand just because they're not facing those emotions that the Knicks have to face on opening night when you are receiving your rings. Needless to say, it's opening night. The game won't mean a thing. And then wrapping it up, we got the Spurs versus the Thunder. Getting right back to it. Rematch of the Western Conference Finals, as we said before. Spurs are going to come into this season humming. Just lost the finals. You want to get back. You start the season off humming, and you realize, yo, we still got a marathon to run. Pump the brakes a little bit. Focus on getting better each and every day. But you come back trying to get it all back at once. That's just the natural instinct when you lost in the NBA Finals. Christmas Day, we got the Knicks versus the Spurs, a rematch of the NBA Finals at noon. 2:30 p.m., Heat versus the Celtics. New look Giannis, Heat-led Heat, Bam Adebayo versus the Celtics. 5 p.m., we got the 76ers at the Lakers. Adam Silver did LeBron James a solid and said, hey, my man, you're going to take your talents to Philadelphia. I'm going to let you go home and play for Christmas Day. What an amazing treat that is for the 76ers, for LeBron James. 5 p.m. game. that will be. 8 p.m. game, the Thunder versus the T-Wolves. This is a very good matchup. You got Ant, you got Shea, you got Melo, you got J-Dub. Very, very, very good matchup of two Western Conference contenders. And then to wrap that up, you got at 10:30 p.m., you got the Warriors versus the Nuggets. The Steph Curry train is still rolling. Christmas Day games, the Steph Curry effect. Beautiful to have a Christmas Day game. As I've said, it's always a bittersweet thing. You want to be playing on Christmas Day, you know the whole world is watching. Yet and still, you do miss Christmas Day. No complaints coming from here. The Christmas Day games are special, and it's what I grew up watching as a kid. And so to have the opportunity to play, I think this will be my 12th Christmas Day game, maybe 12th or 13th Christmas Day game, something like that. To have the opportunity to play in Christmas Day games, though, I never take it for granted. As a human, you can have the feelings of like, man, I'm allowed to be home with my kids. But once you get to that gym, you're over it and you're ready to go. And so these will be exciting matchups. Obviously, got the Joker coming into to the Dub Nation, San Francisco. There's been a lot of talk about Joker in San Francisco as of late. I've been reading, so I'm sure there'll be a ton of talk by then, by Christmas Day, depending on how the teams are doing. We shall see, but that's just the talk that happens around the NBA. Hey, before we jump back into the show, let's take a quick break. But not just any break. This is a refreshing break with Snapple. We all know about Snapple's iconic Real Facts, so let's take a minute to go over some of my faves. Snapple Real Fact 221, the game of basketball was first played using a soccer ball and two peach baskets. Snapple Real Fact 1967, March is the most unproductive month of the year in the U.S., likely due to basketball viewership. Snap Real Fact 2105, professional athletes used to perform in vaudeville in the offseason. Snapple Real Fact 2033, Americans consume 150 million hot dogs on July 4th. So grab a Snapple, take a second, and enjoy the moment. Because let's be honest, this might be the most refreshing part of your day. Snapple, make your break more interesting. All right, now let's get back to the show. Have you heard about Matic? It's a cleaning robot that uses cameras. I know what you're thinking. It vacuums and mops my home, but where do the videos go from the camera? Nowhere. Everything it captures stays on the machine in my house. It's not sitting on some server waiting for somebody to look at it. You know what a regular robot vacuum does? It bumps into your furniture, it's guessing what to clean, it's out there hoping to figure it out. But Matic sees. With five cameras, it reads the room the way you read a room. That's a chair, that's a cord, that's a shoe. Go around it. I made a whole career out of seeing the floor before anybody else did. So I know the difference between something that's reacting and something that actually knows what it's looking at. And when my kids make messes like kids do, I'm not pulling out my phone, hunting for an app to have it clean. I point at the mess, I say, Matic, clean this, and it understands me. It actually understands over 75 languages. So whoever's in my house can run it. Anyone in the house can run it, and they will love it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com/Draymond. A year of HEPA bags free with your purchase, $96 on them. That's maticrobots.com/Draymond.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Before we get out of here, we got a mailbag question from Ryan. Hey, Draymond, big fan of the show. Two-parter. First, which of the current free agents are you most surprised isn't signed yet? And second, if you had to find the perfect fit for that player, where would it be? Thanks. Ryan, I get fined if I said the perfect fit for a player and where they'd be. They would say I'm tampering and doing all these other things, so I cannot answer that part. However, the player that I am most surprised about that is still a free agent, I would say the free agent that I am most surprised isn't signed yet. I'm a little surprised DeMar has not signed yet. And I'm not – one that is a bit surprising, but not because restricted free agent sucks, Peyton Watson. I do think Peyton Watson will get the deal that he's looking for. Have zero debate about that. However, restricted free agency is a shitty place, man. When a team has control and other teams are afraid to offer you because they know they're just going to match and they don't want to go through. Restrictive free agency is not a fun place. And so I'm not surprised from an overall standpoint that Payton Watson is still technically a restricted free agent because that place sucks as a whole. But, you know, you would have thought by now if Denver was going to re-sign him, they'd been made a move to open up some cap space and get out of the second apron or some different things that they may need to do. So, you know, I'm surprised at the way it's played out and no moves have been made and you hear about it here and there. Surprised a little bit there. But, however, I think Payton Watson being unsigned is also a part of the reason James Harden is unsigned. Because James Harden's unsigned because he's waiting for the team to see if they can do something. And word on the street is that Payton Watson is a target of theirs for a sign and trade candidate. So with that being said, I would say it's probably those two guys, and they kind of go hand in hand at the moment. Last one from Josiah. What's up, Draymond? What are your thoughts on these open G League trials? Is it a marketing gimmick or a genuine recruitment effort? I don't think it's either. I don't think it's a recruitment effort. I don't think it's a marketing gimmick. I have seen guys try out for a team and make the team. Juan Toscano-Anderson, Jonathan Simmons. These are guys who's signed real NBA contracts, made real NBA money due to an open tryout for the G League. So I don't think it's a marketing gimmick. I don't think it's a recruitment effort. I do think it's now granted, it is a procedure, procedural thing that the teams have to hold the open tryouts by CBA rules, but I don't think it's either one of those two things, and there have been guys who's made a real living due to open G League tryouts. So you think you got game, go try out for a G League team. One thing I'll tell you, ain't as easy as you think. Want to thank you all again for tuning in to the Draymond Green Show. Until next time, deuces. If you're rocking with the Draymond Green Show, be sure to click follow on your favorite podcast app. And while you're there, go ahead and drop a 5-star rating and leave a review. I want to hear what you think. And it would also mean a ton to me if you share it with a friend that you think would enjoy it. Let's keep this thing growing. The Draymond Green Show is presented by Audacy and executive produced in conjunction with the New Media. Our executive producers are Leah Reese Dennis, Danny Friesinger, and Greg Holtzman. Video production and creative design by Kurt Courtney, Tim Meikle, Lauren Vieira, and Evan O'Brien. Special thanks to the team at the New Media and the team at Audacy. Maura Curran, Josephina Francis, Hillary Shuff, Eric Donnelly, Kate Rose, Colin Gaynor, and Jake Galley.